from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I want to now look big picture at this roster as we get geared up for the start of the regular season. In terms of a biggest concern and biggest bright spot for this team, in terms of bright spots, I'm looking at this offensive line, and mm-hmm. I honestly am stunned that I'm saying this, but I think if we watched last year and knew what the hell we were talking about, mm-hmm. it was pretty evident that the offensive line was not as bad as maybe some made it out to be, but mm-hmm. the guy under center attributed to some of, you know, their shortcomings a season ago.
Most of it.
I think it's going to be the exact opposite this year. I think Jaden, from what we've seen through about a month of training camp and two preseason games, one thing that will for damn sure help your offensive line out is, one, the quarterback getting the football out on time. He's shown an ability to do that at a high level for a young cat. And then the big thing, and we talked about it earlier, exotic smash mouth football. I think when you have a threat of a running game, defensive linemen can't just tee off and get into pass rush mode. I love something that Dan Quinn and Joe Whitt have said. You've got to earn the right to rush the passer. And I think Washington, because of how unbalanced they were last year offensively, put this offensive line in a tough spot. We were talking about it before the last break. The starters up front are not settled by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. I think we know two guys that are locked in as week one starters in Tyler Biadasz, who they brought over from Dallas, and then Sam Cosmi, who should have the Brinks truck backed up to him here coming up pretty soon if Dan Quinn and company know what they're doing. I think at left guard is where I think it gets interesting. They brought in Nick Allegretti from the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to poke fun or be a jerk when I say this. It feels like we have all anointed him the starting left guard based off of a couple of good press conferences that he's had. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty evident that during training camp he was rotating at that left guard spot. We've seen other guys get an opportunity there as well. I don't know if he ultimately is going to be the week one starter. I would say of the guys that I'm most uncertain about, it would be him. I get coming over from Kansas City, having championship pedigree, but he's never been a full-time starter in this league. And to come into the NFC East and think you're going to be a first-time starter going up against Jalen Carter, going up against Big Davis up in Philly, going up against our guys. I mean, Sexy Dexy out in New York. I mean, mm-hmm. they've got interior defensive linemen out the wazoo in this NFC East. So Biadasz better be ready. I think he ultimately wins the left guard spot. How they line up at tackle is what I think is going to be most interesting. If you're going off of pure athleticism, you're going with Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas as your left and right tackle. Andrew Wiley is going to be in the mix here, we assume. Mm-hmm. Hadn't practiced a lot in training camp due to tightness, as they've been calling it. But as we get geared up for the regular season, I think my question mark surrounding the offensive line and my concern level is not as high as it was going into camp. Not at all.
No, I was wanted to see how Trent Scott would fare. Could he be coached
up? Well, he's
up?
Been a damn turnstile.
And that has not looked.
I couldn't believe they had the nerve to not play his ass last night.
Yeah.
I thought that was incredible.
That's interesting. And then Wiley is another one where seeing is believing in that. But now I'm so confident now that we can make up some of this, A, by the quarterback, second, by the coordinator, and then the running game. So the question is that, what is your core belief? Are you throwing out of fear or running with confidence? And that's one thing I'm saying. It comes down to the point where we don't have to hide anything. It's still a manhood issue. And until we accept that, then we're running scared. And I just don't believe the staff is built that way. In fact, I know they're not. And they're going to come out, and I saw last night just a level of aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Now, you got to back it up with technique and execution. We're not crazy. But if they avoided injury last night, now you got 2 weeks to move forward and build on something. And you're right, you're right to say it. Wiley Scott, we want to see. I trust Lucas. I am so comfortable with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. So that gives you a little bit of depth on that. But on any day, and then again, who's the opponent?
Right.
And are you playing a one and one percenters? See, that's the difference about this league. It's not every week.
It's not.
But if you playing one and one percenters.
But, Doc, it's seeming like it is all of a sudden. And more come out each and every
you
year.
You better have somebody to counter that or help. Because they'll change the game on you, you know. And that's the thing that we have to guard ourselves against. And you know that Todd Bowles is sitting under right now.
Gracious.
He's coming. They're
come
coming. And Jaden and them, he don't have to shake in his boots. But at least Todd now is worried.
About us.
Exactly. For the first time now, he's got to say, oh, shucks. And then we got that threat coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think looking ahead to week one here briefly, I talked about Nick Allegretti and that being the guy that I have circled on this offensive line. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, buddy, if this group is going to be good, you can't be the weak link. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about
Chris Paul, I think, is earned. We'll see what happens. But in terms of mm-hmm. being able to – I trust him wherever he's at to not to be more than just scotch tape.
Yeah.
A guy that can come in there and play. We need a good story.
Yeah.
We need somebody to rise through this opportunity. And he could very well be that guy. He's a big physical freak, this athletic. But we need somebody to step up and take on the challenge.
Yeah, for sure. I am honestly pretty excited about Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. I think him showing that he could play tackle, which he played a great deal of tackle in college, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the feet to be able to play out there on the perimeter. And I think his play strength at guard is kind of what was his issue. I don't think, mm-hmm. although he's built like a mauler, I don't think that's naturally who he is. I mm-hmm. think he's more
technique,
of a
yeah.
finesse type of guy. That, mm-hmm. but once he gets his hands on you,
oh, yeah.
it's like a vice grip.
Yeah,
I think this offensive line, like you mentioned, based off of scheme, based off of the quarterback, is going to be much improved.
Yeah,
but right out the gate, in week one, you've got Vita Vea, who is just a people eater. If you watched what he was able to do against Miami in their preseason finale, literally walking the left guard into the lap of the quarterback. I mean, Tyler Biadasz got to be ready for that. Sam Cosmi got to be ready for that. Week two, you've got arguably right now, to me, maybe the best defensive line in football with Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence. So while I am confident about this offensive line, and while I do believe they are the biggest bright spot coming out of the preseason, moving forward, outside of Jaden Daniels, obviously, it's not going to be a cakewalk for them. In terms of what you're most concerned about, Doc, here quickly, what would you say going into the regular season?
Well, it's got to be that until they show us.
Yeah. You think it is the offensive?
Oh, definitely. Until what else would I be concerned about?
Well, I think
I'm not concerned about no receivers. What the hell am I? I'm concerned about protection and security. And then the obvious things, the ball security. We can't help anybody.
Right.
But if they'll play smart and our guys hold up front, now our athletes can come of age. Because that running back room, I'm still in love with it. And I think there's something really unique about Brian Robinson Jr.
Yeah.
And Eckler is as good as anybody in the red zone. He's as good as anybody in football. This dude is really, 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 really good. The West Coast, see, a lot of people here don't get to check up. And the Chargers are one of them teams that, unless you grew up with them, they're under the radar. You're going to see. You're going to really see. Reminds me of what Joe Washington brought to our championship teams. A guy that nobody can – he's like smoke going through a keyhole.
Mm-hmm. Like smoke going through a keyhole.
That's not an original.
That's the chestnut of the day.
That's not an original, though.
To you.
One of my favorites that I've heard.
Who are keeping track? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you want to chime in, we'll take your calls on your biggest concern coming out of the preseason for the Washington Commanders and then the biggest bright spot Doc gave you his biggest concern.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.